for Laura Wacker Live for May 22nd, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. Yesterday, I don't know if you heard the Alderman Ed Buss bit, but Charlie Meyerson from Chicago Public Square picked it up. No big deal. And then he told me today that it's the fourth most clicked on link of the newsletter. I love Chicago Public Square. You should subscribe to it. It's one of the better newsletters that are out there, and I read it every single day. So it's nice to see it in there. And to be fourth, I mean, it means we must have beaten Pritzker somewhere in there, right? All the real politicians, nobody cares about. The fake politicians, everybody wants to click through. So that's nice. Real nice. So we got that going for us, which, yeah. All right, let's get to the headlines. Springfield's heating up like leftover pizza. It's hot, and it could be delicious, depending on how long it's been sitting out. Okay, word is that we may see a fair tax bill voted on this week, which would send a question to the ballot in 2020. I'll write the question, man. Do you want millionaires to pay tax? Check one for yes, check two for no, check three for yes, but only if it's grandfathered, so when I become a millionaire, I'm exempt. Is that good? I'll vote on that. Also, with only 2 weeks left, taxes are getting brought up and shot down like it's a carnival game at the state fair. Step right up. Step right up. Would you like a gas tax, a parking tax, an alcohol tax, a plastic bag tax? No? Yes? All of it? Sure. That's the correct answer. Here's a stuffed animal or a Def Leppard mirror. Still don't have marijuana. We don't have gambling. We don't have a capital plan bill. And we don't have that bill that outlaws rolling up your pants for fashion. Yeah, if it's flooding, I get it, yes. But just to show off your cool socks, no. $50 fine. Can't do it. So pay attention to Springfield. It's going to happen. It's all going to happen. Or as we've learned before, it won't. We'll see. Chicago mayoral news. Lightfoot is keeping all of the different heads of the respective departments. Police Chief Eddie Johnson stays. CPS Chief Janice Jackson stays. Parks, CTA, Arts. They all stay. So boring, right? I wanted like a shakeup, Trump style. And house cleaning. I wanted Lightfoot to bring in local celebrities, you know, like Peter Francis Geraci to run water, you know, or the heirs to Solozzi and Edelson to head up revenue, or Stacey King could run pest control. There's a mouse in the house, and I'm here. Tribb says slow ticket sales for this year's summer music festivals, prompting the question from this one-time concert goer, what took so long, right? Don't get me wrong. When I was younger, I loved uncontrollably getting pushed and shoved in the sweaty backs of those around me while I listened to barely audible music in 90-degree weather. But for me, that costs like $40, maybe. Now it costs more than a car payment or, I don't know, a really fancy short-sleeve shirt. You know what I'm talking about? Like real fancy, like a $200 one. No thanks. So confused about this weather. 40-some-odd degrees in less than 12 hours. What a shift. I'll take it, but I'm not amused. Also, you're sun-drunk, Chicago. Put your shirt back on. So many old dudes today going half-naked. No, 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 no. In sports, the Cubs and Phillies series has been playoff-like, right? Last night, Javi Baez limped up to the plate and delivered a walk-off single to beat the Phillies. It seems like destiny that the Cubs and Bryce Harper should meet in the playoffs every single year. It doesn't matter what team he's on, he should always lose to the Cubs. And oh my lord, Chris Bryant. I know Cub fans are down on him for starting slow, but that dude is such an MVP. He scored from second on a ground ball to shortstop. That's crazy. He beat the throw home on a bouncing ball to the pitcher to tie the game. It was a force out. He beat it. Unbelievable. You just don't see that. That's awesome. I watched a full game last night, and I was also surprised to not see Ben Zobrist anywhere. What's up with that? My brother said he hasn't been on the team for a week or so, all because of his divorce to Juliana. I know it's sad, but it seems like you and I wouldn't get to take weeks off of our job for filing a divorce. Not even going through the divorce. It's just the filing. I'm not trying to be callous. It just seems a little weird. Also weird that Chicago media doesn't seem to care. Where are the beat reporters on this story? At least ask the question of what happens to Zobrist walk-up music. Does he change it? Does he keep it? At least give me 400 words on that juicy tidbit. The White Sox continually reference the Houston Astros when talking about their rebuild. Remember, the Astros had to go through tough times before they became who they are today. Well, using that Astros series as a measuring stick? Uh-oh. We got a couple more first-round picks in our immediate future. The Stros just beat up on us last night again. The Sox mustered one hit off of Justin Verlander and found themselves in a jam inning after inning. Lucky the final score was just 5-1. The Sox have scored one run in two games in Houston. Eloy Jimenez, since his return to the lineup, 0-7 with 5 Ks. Come on. I mean, if he was going to struggle this bad when finally coming up to the majors, I don't know, maybe we should have done this last year. This is ridiculous. Other rookies are being called up left and right and putting on raw displays of talent. And that doesn't seem to be the case here in Chicago. Aloy struck out all three times last night and, frankly, looked overmatched. So what's up? Maybe rookies need time to mature. But again, I'm watching rookies on the Braves and the Rockies and the Nationals and the Dodgers at least show us a little bit, something. Come on. Also, you know what's embarrassing? All these old White Sox players being involved in silly beefs right now. Todd Frazier and Adam Eaton are yipping at each other because some unspecified reason. Both on the field and on Twitter, it stems back to something from the 2016 White Sox. Maybe the worst dumpster fire team of all time. And Chris Sale was yapping at Marcus Stroman and the Blue Jays last night for a quick pitch. To be clear, Sale wasn't actually pitching or hitting. He just didn't like it from the dugout. The umps warned him by name. Probably the best thing the Sox ever did to get rid of all those clowns, man. Now, this is embarrassing. The Stanley Cup final set. Bad news for the Blackhawks. It's the St. Louis Blues' turn. They haven't been to a Stanley Cup final since 1970. Great. Blues and Bruins. No thanks. The NBA playoffs, though, wow, the Raptors and Kawhi Leonard did more than defend their home court last night. They put a beating on the Milwaukee Bucks. That series is 2-2 heading back to Milwaukee. I watched a little bit of this game, too, kind of going back and forth. Baseball's so slow. You can watch a baseball game, and it's a ball, too. He gets out of the timeout. He's got to dig back in. He's got to do his thing in the dirt, you know. And then you can flip to the game, watch a quarter of basketball, and come back, and the guy's still up. So I was watching the game last night. I don't understand the Milwaukee Bucks offense. I get Giannis. He's such an unbelievable player. But it just seems like their offense is Giannis drives and he kicks it out to a big white guy center who takes a three. And don't get me wrong, it's the same on the other side of the ball with the Raptors. Kawhi Leonard drives, everyone stands around, and if he passes, shoot the three. The NBA needs to rediscover the Jordan 15-foot jumper, right? And the high top fades. And perms. There aren't enough Michael Cage perms anymore. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live for May 22nd, 2019. Beats by Wes Restless. If you'd like to have your beats heard, give them to us. Send to P. Zimmerman at WGNRadio.com. Have a great day. Take your shirt off.